Later on, the next, probably late 90s, I always drove home in my truck, extended cab, which means I had a bench seat in the back, and 270 wasn't redone yet for the first time. And so it was only two lanes, so every time you get on the freeway, you're basically stopped at rush hour. And so I'm stopped. Next thing I know, it was like slow motion. All these things were like slow motion. And that was the unique part of it. It was like when in the Goliath, I could just see what was going on. On the bike, it was just like time had stood still for me. And in this, I hear this crunch. It was just like, you know, when somebody bangs into a vehicle, it's like bam. It was like I could hear my car collapsing back, my truck collapsing back there. And then I'm looking at the light at the top of my truck because my seat had gone all the way down. And then next thing you know, I'm looking forward. And what had happened is a young man in a van had bounced off of four other vehicles, didn't even brake and hit me in the back. I hit a car, that hit a car. And I look at this as, if I wasn't there, there was the brick wall of the bridge right there, and this man would have hit that bridge and would have been flying out of his van. There's no way he possibly could. So my truck was like a cushion to him. There wasn't one person hurt.
Wow.
In this whole thing. So eight cars. I wasn't hurt. My ashtray was in the back seat. It just kind of flew out. The man in front of me thought I hit him. He was about ready to tear me up. He had a car seat in the back, and I was like, ooh, is anybody in there? He's like, no. But I just said, come back with me. Anyways, so those three were all like angelic protection. So then, why I'm up here now, 2 years ago, November 11th, 2015, working on a house up on the roof. Probably a couple months before that, I had been studying Psalms 91. And this case, I was coming down off the ladder, I had my ladder propped up against the garage on the gutter going up, and it was my asphalt driveway. And the gutter had this gutter guard on it, and it was like a screen, real thick screen material. When I'm trying to come down off of it, I've done this for years, okay? So I'm not a novice to climbing up and down ladders. I know what you should do, know what you shouldn't do. Well, I'll do things sometimes that I probably shouldn't have done. So I'm trying to climb off this ladder, but I couldn't do it the right way where I should be facing the roof and coming down. So I just decided to go and swing my leg over. And then I swung my other leg over. And once I was standing up on the ladder with holding nothing, the ladder just slid. Gone. So I'm in midair, basically. And what makes this one so different than the other ones is that at that moment I went, oh no. But that was like I'm like suspended. Because I can't believe all this went through my head before I even hit the ground. I go, oh no. And I said, lest he dash his foot against a stone. That came, I don't know, out of my mouth, in my head. My second thought was on my face. I was worried about my legs when I said, lest he dash his foot against a stone. That's Psalm 91, verse 12. Thanks. Okay, can't read my writing. A surprise. So my second thought was on my face, my head, and now I'm going down. And I mean, I could have been going down then, but it didn't seem like it. It seemed like I was just like suspended there. So I kind of like turned on my side and I threw my left arm out and I land. My ladder just is laying flat. I land completely on my ladder. I hit here first and I'm just like on my side and my head hit my shoulder like this and I could just feel myself bounce. And so I'm laying there stunned, like, what just happened? And I'm like, I didn't even touch the asphalt. Okay, that to me is just remarkable because lest he dash his foot against a stone. I didn't touch the asphalt. I landed on the ladder. Not that that felt good.
Yeah, right.
I didn't hurt my face at all. Yeah, you know, I had my phone I crushed. I pulled it out and I was like, oh. And I had, later on I had run marks where the bruises were all down. But I lay there for a second, I look over and there's these people about four houses down and they look down and the guy comes walking to me. And I was like, oh, I don't want him coming down here. And so I get up and he says, are you all right? And I said, yes. And I wasn't trying to be mean, hurt his feelings. I just said, yes. And I turned away. And I just started, what I didn't want to do was start spouting out, oh yeah, this hurts, that hurts, blah, blah, blah. So I just started praying over myself. I grabbed my wrist was killing me, shoulder. I basically prayed my whole body, no broken bones, be completely healed. I had superficial cuts all over this right hand where I guess I must have tried to grab the gutter, which I can remember now that's what I was trying to do, but that screen kind of kept me from doing it. If I could have grabbed the gutter, I probably would have just hung on the gutter and brought down the gutter, which that's no big deal. I could do that. But the Lord protected me. The Lord protected me, and I knew it. That's the thing. I knew it because His Word declares it. He declares that He wants to protect you. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In His hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. I didn't know what a buckler was. About a week later, all I did was took about a week off of work, kind of get regrouped. I didn't know what a buckler was, so what is a buckler? I knew what a shield was. So I look up the buckler, and buckler is this little teeny shield on your left hand. And I was like, oh, wow, that was awesome. My left hand is what I threw up. I didn't know that I was doing that, but that's what really protected me. I could just see my face hitting something. You know, it could have been death. It could have been just mutilation. But it could have been bad.
Yeah.
But I walk up and I get away from this thing. So I praise God for that.
Amen.
So what I really want to kind of bring out is that because in Psalm 91, 14 through 16, the Lord says, because He, meaning us, has set His love upon me, meaning Him, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him. He knew I'm not a man of many words, lest he dash his foot against a stone, was my calling out to Him. He knows me, and I'm getting to know Him. And that's what He wants. He wants this relationship. He wants us to know each other intimately. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him, speaking of us. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. We get to see His salvation after we leave this earth, but He also wants to show us His salvation now.
Amen.
We have This is Old Testament prophecy. We are in Christ. We abide in Him. We are in His secret place. We are under His shadow.
Amen.
We have the power in us to overcome because of what He's done. We love Him because He first loved us.
Yes.
And this, all through Psalm 91, talks about different kinds of things. Like, I just encourage everyone to, like, unbeknownst to me at this time, Sherry was studying Psalm 91. Because I go home and I tell her what happened, what I did, and she goes, "Oh, wow, I've been doing this." And I'm like, wow, she declares that. I'm not one to, like, sit down and declare things all the time, but what I do, it's like everybody can be different. But what I do is, like, if I'm working around poison ivy, I'll just say, "Nor pestilence, who walks in darkness." And I'm like, that's all I have to say. Because the Lord says that can't touch you.
Amen. It's true.
And so, will I still take precaution, maybe? Yes. Wish with the belt snap, but my first thought is, it can't touch me.
Right.
I'm in Christ. I am light. It walks in darkness. Pestilence walks in darkness. Why? Because it's scared of you.
Praise God.
Amen.
All these things are scared of you. No plague. You know, I see that all the time. No plague come on my dwelling. I'll just put that out of my cloth. That's over your household.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as simple as standing on these truths. Because He loves us. He showed it to us. He tells us. He's declaring this. And it is true. So, personal experience, I have more than just these four. I've had a lot of things. But do I get to where it's like, why is this happening to me? No. I get, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from that.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. Things happen. We're in this world.
Yeah.
But He's there. And I know it. And I want you all to know it. So that's why I share this. The song that we sang about having confidence. I knew when I was falling, I had the confidence. I wasn't scared. It tried to get in there when I said, "Oh no." I mean, that's what was happening. The "oh no" was fear trying to get in it.
Yep.
The doubt and the fear has to just be swished out by God's word. And
yeah.
So I spoke God's word and that was it.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's all I have to share. But I just thought it was an awesome story. It'd be a good encouragement for everyone. Thank you.
I would like
to maybe pray a ceiling over this word, and that we all would just try to be encouraged in knowing that the Lord has our best in His mind for us. He wants the best for us. We're in the world. There are things that can happen, and He is there for us, and we know it by His word. His word tells us He's there. You can know it by your relationship with Him. Let Him give you personal things that no one else can have but you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.